Welcome to Family Law Talk.
Family Law Talk.
Presented by Kirk Stange of Stange Law Firm, PC. Stange Law Firm is a multi-state family law firm. Now, here's your host, Kirk Stange.
Welcome to Family Law Talk. We have an interesting topic today. The topic is Missouri's Equal Parenting Time Presumption. In this episode today is based on an article on our blog dated May 6, 2024. And the title of that article is Missouri Makes Equal Parenting Time a Rebuttable Presumption. So as a follow-up to the episode today, go on over to familylawheadquarters.com and read this article for more information. But let's go ahead and jump into the topic at hand today. And the topic is an important one for folks who are in the state of Missouri and going through a divorce or child custody matter. It's a very important topic and a change in Missouri in many ways. And I would say, as a lawyer, a pretty big change in the scheme of things. It's not that often that we get new statutes passed that make changes in terms of child custody. It's pretty uncommon. So this was a pretty big event in Missouri. Now, you know, when we're talking about is Senate Bill 35, which was legislation that passed in the state of Missouri in 2023, and it went into effect in Missouri on August 28th of last year, 2023. So it's in effect now, but it hasn't been in effect for even a year. So lots of folks know little about this. They don't understand it and how this could make a difference in terms of their case. Some folks are just unfamiliar with it in terms of how it works. And when we talk about the idea of a rebuttable presumption, most folks don't even know what that term means. It sounds like a lot of legalese to the average individual going through a divorce or family law matter, and they might be confused in terms of how this works, what it means for them. And so that's what we're going to try to cover today, okay? So this new law went in effect, and it put into play what is known as a rebuttable presumption. And the rebuttable presumption, in essence, states this, that equal or approximately equal parenting time for each parent is in the child's best interest. The new law also urges courts at the outset of a case to enter a temporary parenting plan as soon as possible to ensure that both parents are able to participate in custody decisions and to ensure that both parents have frequent, continuing, and meaningful contact with their children, okay? And so when we talk about the idea of a rebuttable presumption, what we're really talking about is a starting point, okay? So as a starting point in Missouri under this new law, when a divorce or custody case comes before a judge, as a starting point, a judge is supposed to begin in mind with equal or approximately equal parenting time. Obviously, most folks know what equal means. I mean, equal would generally mean a 50-50 custody plan, but obviously roughly equal or approximately equal could mean not necessarily 50-50, but something close to it. So in the state of Missouri now, judges are to begin a case with the idea that 50-50 or something close to that is going to be the presumption of the state of Missouri. And so then what individuals are able to do is this: if they don't think equal or roughly equal parenting time or approximately equal parenting time is in the best interest of the kids, then a party is able to present evidence before the family court to explain why equal or approximately equal parenting time is not in the child's best interest. So they can present this evidence before the court to try to overcome the presumption, but it's not easy, okay? Now look, if parties agree to not do a 50-50 custody plan or something close to it, then judges will automatically, in most instances, say the presumption has been overcome. If there's cases where there's domestic violence that's out there or a pattern of domestic violence, then maybe the presumption could become more easily. But I mean, not typically just an isolated incident. We're talking a pattern, a repeated pattern, and maybe a worry that there could be domestic violence in the future. But in these circumstances, then the presumption could be overcome. And then in other circumstances, if there's evidence, if there's facts to justify it. But look, the truth is, under this new law, it's not going to be easy for litigants to overcome this presumption, right? So a lot of individuals should assume it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. And a lot of the typical run-of-the-mill stuff where maybe parties aren't getting along, where maybe there is situations where one party doesn't think it's viable to do equal or roughly equal parenting time. In most instances, that's not going to be enough to overcome the presumption. I mean, typically under this new law, courts are going to need something more than the usual. They're going to need something unusual. They're going to need something out of the scheme of what they typically and ordinarily see. And so moving in to the future, and since the onset of this law, individuals going through divorce or family law matters in the state of Missouri where custody is at issue need to know now that equal parenting time or roughly equal parenting time is the presumption. And in most cases, that's what judges are going to order under this new statute. So this was a big change in a lot of ways. You know, having said that, I think for a period of time, even before the statutes came into play, lots of judges were leaning toward 50-50 custody in Missouri anyway. And to me, this was very different from when I first began practicing law dating back to 2000, where in those days, it seemed like one parent would have most of the custody time and the other parent would have every other weekend, maybe a night during the week and some extra summer and holiday time. This was called a Siegenthaler parenting plan. So when I first began practicing, this is what was very common, was a Siegenthaler parenting plan of every other weekend and some extra time. But under this new statute, obviously, it's a different ballgame now. Now courts start with equal or roughly equal parenting time. And so, you know, lots of individuals would applaud this new statute and think it's a wonderful thing. Obviously, you know, there's some individuals who might not like it and might have liked the way it was before, but this is the law in the state of Missouri now, and it's really made it such that, you know, all courts have to abide by the statute. And if they're not going to do equal parenting time or something close to it, they have to have evidence to rebut the presumption. Now, another change in the statute, which is interesting, is this, which is when you get into the kid's wishes or the child's witnesses, the new law requires that the court now consider the child's unobstructed input free of coercion and manipulation as to his or her custodial arrangement. And this new language is a change from the prior language that only required that the court make findings as to the child's wishes. And so some language in here, which was important, and really the idea behind it is kids shouldn't be pressured. Kids shouldn't have their parents lobbying them in order to try to get them to say they want to live with their mom or they want to live with their dad or something like that. But courts have to do this now. So this was an interesting change as well. Now, a lot of individuals in terms of this new statute might ask, why was this statute passed anyway? You know, why was it such a big deal? You know, what's the background facts that really pushed Missouri to enact this new law? Well, I would just say out of the gates, you know, this has been a movement that's been kind of going nationwide for a while now. And so more and more states moving in this direction, the idea that kids need to have equal access to both parents, and that if kids have access to both parents, that they're going to be happier, healthier, and they're going to be more emotionally regulated when they go into adulthood and happier and all these different things. Whereas if a child is only seeing one parent most of the time and the other parent just a little bit, that this causes kids stress and worry, and it can cause anger and then problems into adulthood that could lead to all sorts of things, including criminal problems and whatnot. So there's some psychological research which has really kind of pushed this and backed this. And this is contrary in a way to prior research that indicated that kids should live in one home and that kids don't want to go back and forth with suitcases and this kind of thing. They need one bedroom, one predominant home. I mean, this was kind of the train of thought when I first started practicing, at least a prevailing train of thought when I first started practicing back in 2000. But the new research shows kids better to have equal access to both parents. And look, some of the other background info on this is this, which is, you know, when a divorce or family law case begins, and for unmarried parents, we're talking paternity cases, oftentimes there's no temporary custody order in play. So it's kind of a free-for-all. And what would happen in a lot of instances is, you know, one parent would have the child and the other parent would be getting no access or maybe minimal access, and then they'd have to try to come to court and get a temporary custody motion heard. In Missouri, we call these pendente light motions, and the concern was that it could take weeks, months to have these motions heard on busy court dockets with lots of litigants. And then, you know, one parent would be denied a lot of visitation with their child. And so then the child's growing and getting older, but then there's really a pattern where the child's living in one home more than the other. And then the child is denied access to their other parent. And again, the viewpoint of most individuals was that, look, the child would be with the mom when these cases began, and the dad would be getting minimal time. And I think a lot of this caused a lot of upsetness from fathers and groups that advocate for fathers, that fathers were kind of getting the short end of the stick at the beginning of these cases just because dockets are so clogged up. So this new statute really encourages courts to put something temporary in play right out of the gates that's equal or close to equal parenting time. That way, a child is able to spend time with both parents. Another instance where I would really see this happen when I first started practicing too was with infants. So with infants, there was often a viewpoint with breastfeeding and babies that they needed to be with the mom more. And so what I would see a lot of is dads not getting overnight visits, I should say, for a substantial period of time until the child got old enough to where they weren't being breastfed and they were kind of past infancy. And then the child would gradually get to spend more and more time with fathers. Lots of fathers very upset about this. Lots of groups that advocate for fathers very upset about this. And the viewpoint, again, I'm not taking sides. I'm just trying to give you the argument objectively. But the viewpoint was that dads were getting denied a lot of time with their young children and weren't really getting time until the children grew a little bit older. But then a pattern was developed where the child's basically living with a mom most of the time. So lots of dads very upset by this. Obviously, you know, there's some individuals and groups out there that still think children should be predominantly in one home and that children should be nurtured more by the mother when they're an infant or whatnot. But fathers' rights groups, if you will, really advocating for equal or roughly equal parenting time out of the gates and indicating that their belief is that this is better for children out of the gates to have equal or roughly equal parenting time with both parents. So ultimately, again, you can analyze this however you wish, but the truth is this new law, Senate Bill 35, passed in Missouri, and it passed easily, I should say. It was signed into law by the governor, and it's now the rebuttable presumption of the state of Missouri. So it's definitely something individuals want to know when they're going through a divorce or family law matter, because it really has changed the landscape in a lot of ways. All right, well, that's the topic today. As a follow-up, go on over to familylawheadquarters.com, read the article titled Missouri Makes Equal Parenting Time a Rebuttable Presumption, and that'll give you more information on this topic. But thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned to our next episode coming up. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Family Law Talk with Kirk Stange. Visit StangeLawFirm.com for more about today's topic or to put Stange Law Firm to work for your family today. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. Neither the Supreme Court of Missouri or Illinois reviews or approves certifying organizations or specialist designations. The information you obtained in this podcast is not, nor is it intended to be, legal advice. You should consult an attorney for advice regarding your individual situation. We invite you to contact us and welcome your calls, letters, and electronic mail. Contacting us does not create an attorney-client relationship. Please do not send any confidential information to us until such time as an attorney-client relationship has been established. Past results afford no guarantee of future results, and every case is different and must be judged on its own merits. Kirk Stange is responsible for the content. Headquarters, Office, 120 South Central Avenue, Suite 450, Clayton, Missouri, 63105. Kirk Stange is licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Kansas.